firefighter, New York City firefighter. My youngest brother died that day. He was seen coming out, saving people, and going back in.
How did you find out about your brother's passing?
I just don't remember that because my son was down there too, and I was working, and I just needed to make sure my son was fine, and I didn't know that for many hours later. So I don't know. I don't know how I found out. It's just a blur.
What, when you look back at that big blur, what's the emotion that stands out?
Fear, unknown. I was just so afraid that my son had been killed. I never thought of my brother because I was just too consumed. Just heartbreak and, again, fear. Just fear of the unknown. I can't come down here enough. If it were up to me, I'd come down here all the time. It's a little bit of a trip for me. Life takes you into many places. You're busy, but I have no place to go visit. My brother was the only one out of his unit not recovered. And so I have no cemetery plot. So I come down here. I put flowers here. I always go to the viewing center, always. I wear a shirt to make sure everybody knows and sees and remembers. If they want to give me a hug, I'll always take it. If they just look and say that poor family, that's fine too. But people must never forget.